Charlotte residents will vote Tuesday on a $50 million bond referendum designed to help ease the city's affordable housing shortage if it passes. The affordable housing supply is about 34,000 units short of what city officials say is needed. Some say the referendum is a good start. Others say it will barely make a dent in creating less expensive housing. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn has more.
The bond money would go into the city's housing trust fund, which provides gap funding to developers who want to build affordable housing units or renovate existing complexes. Lucas Flint says if the bond referendum passes, he would like to see the money spent this way.
I certainly hope that it goes towards more mixed market rate housing and affordable housing, kind of putting different demographics and different income levels of people together to kind of unify the city.
Do you think $50 million is enough to make any kind of dent?
I think it's a good start, but I'd certainly hope there's more on the way soon.
Do you plan to vote for it?
Oh, absolutely. Already have.
The $50 million bond is more than triple the amount city officials asked voters to approve in past years. But like Flint, Erica Franklin says it's not enough to make a big difference because the need is so great.
Some of my family members, some friends I know, they're on the streets. I know a few friends of friends. They're living from house to house. They're staying in hotels. They're trying to find the best way they can live. It breaks my heart because a lot of people can't afford places to live. And then they might get fired from their job at any time.
Franklin is a working mother of seven living in Section 8 housing. She has specific ideas of how she thinks the bond money should be spent.
Put it towards low-income housing for people that's less fortunate and they have jobs that are paying low wages. Basically do more construction and build more housing for people who are in the Greertown area, parts of Batesford Road.
That was the sentiment of many people asked about the housing bond money. But Pam Weidman, the city's housing and neighborhood services director, says the trust fund money is not used for construction. It is given to developers who are short of what they need to build or renovate affordable housing projects. Weidman says older multifamily rental complexes are the largest supply of affordable housing in the city. They are often torn down to make way for high-end developments.
We'll have funding with this increased amount to help developers acquire those properties, rehab those in exchange for long-term deed restrictions on those properties so that they continue to remain as affordable housing.
Weidman says most of their contracts with developers require the affordable housing units to remain affordable for 30 years or more. She says if the bond passes, she's not sure how many affordable units can be created or when.
It's going to take us some time to get new units on the ground as a result of the 2018 elections, but there are several developments that were funded with the 2016 bonds that are coming online now.
Weidman pointed to developments under construction in the Cherry community and along Batesford Road. Since 2001, Weidman says $124 million in Housing Trust Fund bond money has been spent to create more than 7,000 affordable housing units. About 3,000 of those are occupied by low-income residents. That total number also includes a few hundred shelter beds. The city's private sector partners are trying to raise funds to match the $50 million bond. Weidman says $100 million would be a major increase for the Affordable Housing Trust, but still not enough to adequately address Charlotte's affordable housing needs. She says it is, however, a step in the right direction. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.